107.1 CJCSFM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. The skeletons are back. It is almost that time. Joining us on the phone line with Skeletons of Vivian Line, it's an absolute pleasure to chat with Melissa McCurley. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Doing great. Melissa, we're so excited. It is almost that time. It kicks off this weekend. Is that right? Tomorrow?
It's hard to believe, but it does, and our bones are shaking with excitement here on Vivian Line. It is going to be an absolutely incredible skeleton season this year. We are so excited.
Oh, we are excited too. Is it the 12th season? Is that right?
Yeah, it's hard to believe it's the 12th season, and I think this is going to be one of our biggest skeleton displays.
All right, so it kicks off tomorrow. Remind folks what the Skeletons of Vivian Line is all about.
Well, the skeletons are a group of fun-loving skeletons that live in my front yard for the 13 days leading up to Halloween. And it's all about making people smile and laugh at what the skeletons are doing on our front lawn. Our whole goal every day is to make people smile and laugh. And it's also about showing the creativity and imagination of Halloween, because that's what Halloween's all about. It's such a fun holiday, and you're only really you're only limited by your imagination and what you can create for Halloween. So we're really trying to showcase Halloween in that positive aspect. But the great thing about us, you know, creating all these smiles and making people laugh, is that our smiles come full circle, because we take donations for Operation Smile Canada, which performs the cleft lip and surgery palate, or the surgeries for cleft lip and palate for children in developing countries around the world. And it's an amazing organization that changes the lives of these children who literally can't smile. And we're giving them the gift to be able to smile and to eat properly.
Well, it's a wonderful thing that you do with Skeletons of Vivian Line. Do you have a goal in mind for this season for Operation Smile Canada?
Our goal is $40,000 this year. We raised over $45,000 last year. And the anonymous donor that came forward last year has come forward again this year with a matching donation of $40,000, which is incredible. And since 2018, we've raised just over $200,000. So we've changed the lives of, you know, over 840 kids who need this surgery.
That is absolutely incredible. So if they want to make a donation, do they do it on site or online, or what's the best way?
They can go to our website and donate online, and or they can come by the display, and we have volunteers here every day during the week from 12 to 6, and on weekends from 11 to 7, and we have skeleton merchandise for sale, and the sweatshirts and the t-shirts and buttons and stuff, and all those proceeds go to Operation Smile Canada.
Okay, now is there a theme for this upcoming season? I'm getting a sense of fall fairs. Is that fair to say?
Oh, you picked up on our hint. That's great. So, yes, it is a fall fair theme, and it is going to be incredible. So the skeletons are arriving tonight, actually, in the 1948 Greyhound bus owned by Angie and Jason Ewing out in Tavistock. They're going to be driving around Stratford for a little while tonight, so people see the bus driving around, they'll see the skeletons waving out the window. And then tomorrow morning, the bus will be here all weekend, and the skeletons will be starting the setup of the fair, and we're having the opening ceremonies with the ambassador of the fair competition. And then for the next 2 weeks, we will be highlighting all the different events of a fall fair.
Oh, that's wonderful. What a great idea. I don't know how you and the team do it, Melissa. You're so creative with the Skeletons of Vivian Line, all the different costumes, the outfits, the themes. It's incredible. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you. So we have a lot planned for the next 2 weeks, and so there'll be like midway and rides and competitions, and just if I can put out a shout out to your listeners, we do need some people to carve some giant pumpkins for, some super creative people, and we're also looking, part of this fair will be an art show that we're putting on for local school kids, so if kids want to draw pictures of the skeletons or create a piece of skeleton artwork or something to do with Halloween, they are more than welcome to drop off that. Hopefully we could have it by next Monday or Tuesday would be ideal. And I just want to shout out, I have an incredible team of volunteers, and I could not do that without these volunteers that work so tirelessly behind the scenes to do everything. And we've had lots of great businesses come forward in terms of Adam's Building Supply out in Shakespeare, who's donated lumber. We have some really big props this year that we've been making. And Porter's, J.A. Porter's, and Van Ness Maintenance have been really instrumental in helping us create some of these props. And I also have to have a big shout-out to the Dairy Farmers of Ontario, because they supply all of our treats for the Halloween weekend and for trick-or-treating, and I could not do that without them.
Oh, it is so awesome. And these displays are not to be missed. Again, it's Skeletons of Vivian Line. And I know, Melissa, you've often had sort of pop-up locations for kind of photo ops. Were the skeletons at McLeod's Scottish shop just recently?
They were. We had a great tour downtown with the Visit Stratford, the team at Visit Stratford. So we went into some local businesses. The skeletons did the chocolate trail and went into all kinds of great businesses in downtown Stratford, so that you'll see a lot of promotion shots through Visit Stratford that will be coming up on people's social media feeds.
All right. Well, we're looking forward to the 12th season. Melissa, I can't even imagine what you've got planned for next year for the 13th season.
I have no idea. This year first, I haven't thought that far ahead. We've been working on this idea for the last couple years, so it's going to be really big. And if I could just mention, if people could mark in their calendars, we're gearing up for a whole Halloween weekend on October the 25th and 26th. And that'll be a trick-or-treat weekend here for the skeletons. But I also want to have a big shout-out to Strickland Stratford Toyota, because they're doing trick-or-treating at their dealership on Saturday, October the 25th from 10 to 2. And they're in the process of decorating up their showroom and the dealership now. It's starting to look just amazing. And also the Stratford Downtown Business Association is over 50 merchants downtown that are signed up for next Saturday the 25th, and kids can go trick-or-treating downtown from 2 to 4 and then come out and trick-or-treat at the skeleton. So great Saturday is next planned in Stratford for trick-or-treating for kids.
It's back. The skeletons are back. Skeletons of Vivian Line. It kicks off tomorrow, running through, of course, until October 31st, Halloween Day. And that's at 3217 Vivian Line. And that's weekends 11 till 7, weekdays 12 till 6. And, of course, you can check this out for free, but, of course, accepting donations for Operation Smile Canada. It is so awesome with Melissa McCurley and Skeletons of Vivian Line. Anything else, Melissa, or just what's Halloween like for you?
There's not a lot of sleep that happens here.
Skeletons of Vivian Line back. And Melissa, thank you and to the team putting this together. This has been such a great part of our community, a great thing each and every season, and we so look forward to it. Skeletons of Vivian Line. Thank you so much, Melissa, and we hope to check in again.
Thank you so much, Jamie. I really appreciate this.